A practitioner is always on duty. Would you believe that? A practitioner is always on duty. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campbell, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. A practitioner is always on duty. Now, what does it mean to be on duty? Ha-ha. It means that we are careful what we allow in our thinking, in our mind. We are careful what things we read in the newspapers, what things we hear on the radio and television, what things we hear from our neighbors and friends and from the world around us. We are very careful. We are very careful because we want to allow only a reflection of who we are to be in our world. Now, it's only there. Whoever we are, that is the world around us. And if the world around us is filled with all sorts of problems, then that means that our consciousness is filled with all sorts of problems. If the world around us is filled with all sorts of anxiety and unhappiness, that means that we are filled with anxiety and unhappiness. And is this what we want to do? Is this how we want to be? You got it if you got it. Now, what do you want? What sort of things would you like to have in your life? A practitioner is always on duty. So, I say to you, here you are. Here is a tray, and on this tray is love and peace and harmony. On this tray is joy and truth and goodness. Now, here's another tray. And on this tray are the anxieties and the tensions of the world. Stories about the troubles the world is going through, stories about the unhappiness the world is knowing. And here's another tray. Here's a tray of the hospitalization of people and the illnesses of people and the unhappinesses of people because of their illnesses and their hospitalization. And then here's another tray of naturopath type of living and healing. All the same, still illnesses, still paying attention to the imperfection within us. Now, of all these trays, which tray would you select for yourself? Well, a practitioner would take the tray of the practitioner would take a tray of love. It would be undiluted love. It would be just plain love. It would not be love for something, or love against something, or love about something, or love in something. It would be just love. Can you imagine an infinite presence being a loving presence if it is loving something? Can you imagine God loving us? Can you imagine God saying, oh, you're more lovable than they, or you get a little bit of love and they get a lot of love because they're a lot of love and you're a little bit of love? Well, you see, there's no quantity of love. There's only the quality. And the quality of love is to be our original purity and integrity. The quality of love is to be carefully, wonderfully, gently knowing the truth about ourselves. The quality of love is without any limits, without any limitations of any kind. Is that the kind of practitioner we are? Are we a loving practitioner? Are we the expression of God in and through ourselves and all of our creation? Yes, I would think we should be. Now, how can we be on duty all the time? Well, that only means that a practitioner is aware that they are a practitioner at all times. A practitioner is aware that they are loving and they are beautiful and they are caring at all times. A practitioner does not look out to find problems and solve them. A practitioner looks within and finds the solution of joy and happiness and peace. They find this unbounded presence within. Now, as a man thinketh, so he is. We say this so often, and it is so true. If we're going to think about happiness, we're going to experience it. If we're going to think about love, we're going to experience it. If we think about wholeness, oh yes, we're going to experience it. And if we're going to think about limitation, if we're going to think about illness, if we're going to think about unhappiness in any way, that's our experience. Now, a practitioner knows when it is being a good practitioner. Because the practitioner experiences a life of happiness and peace and joy and harmony and everything good when it is a practitioner. Now, a practitioner does not experience those things when it is acting different than a practitioner would act. Now, how would a practitioner act different than a practitioner would act? Well, a practitioner is one who practices. Now, you can be a practitioner of evil, unhappiness, limitation, or you can be a practitioner of abundance and joy and health and harmony and love and all the good stuff. Now, it's just a matter of our choice. What are we going to practice? Now, you can practice making the mistakes on the piano if you want, or you can practice making the perfect touch of the piano. You can practice learning, or you can practice knowing. You see, there's a limitation that we have. We practice learning, oh, we're learning, learning. No, know it. Know it. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know. Oh, boy, oh, boy. We say, well, I'd love it to be that way. Well, to be that way, you practice knowing. How often have you practiced knowing that you know it? How often have you practiced saying, okay, I know the capital of bunk, and then you say it, and then you open your atlas, and you find out what the capital is, and you say, well, guess that. I guessed it right. No, you didn't guess it. You knew it. You see, when you guess it, you're in doubt. And that's why most of the time we come up with the wrong answer, because we're in doubt. Now, are you in doubt? Are you in doubt? Do you not believe who you are and what you are and why you are and where you are? Do you not believe it? It's all up to you. The choice is yours alone, your decision of what is the value that you place on anything in life. Now, what is the value? What is the value? The value is who you are. Now, a practitioner is always on duty. Remember that. And if you're going to play the game of being a practitioner, then you're always on duty. If you're going to play the game of being a mother, you're always on duty being a mother. You cannot say, oh, I'm too tired to be concerned about what my kids are doing. If you're going to be a practitioner being a father, and you're always on duty being a father. You cannot say, I don't want to be a father. Let me out. Stop the world. I want to get off. I don't want to be a father. You can't do that. You have put a cause in motion to be a father, and you're a father. Now, it's your responsibility to take care of the little monkeys that you have in your household and in your world. It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to take charge, or are you going to play the game that it's not my problem? But it sure is. Your sperms and eggs got together and brought forth these wonderful little angels, and your wisdom, your understanding trains them and teaches them in the perfect ways that you're going. Now, you can't get off the boat. There's no way. Because if you get off the boat, there's just more boat there. If you get off the boat, wherever you go, you're there. You take yourself. A practitioner is always on duty. A father is always on duty. A mother is always on duty. A teacher is always on duty. A minister, ha ha ha, is always on duty. Yes, and even a healing practitioner is always on duty. Training itself in the art of awareness of wholeness. What part of the game do you want to play? You want to play the game of being aware of your wholeness, of being who you are and being all that you are? Or do you want to play the game that you're not responsible? Well, most of the world is playing the game that they're not responsible, but truly they are. Oh my goodness, are they. Now, what role do you want to play? What role do you want to play? Do you want to play a human being or a divine being? Do you want to play a father, a mother? Do you want to play a child? Do you want to play God? Do you want to play divine? Do you want to play human? What do you want to play? The choice is up to us. And all we have to do is decide what we want to play. Now, I want to play my divine path, my divine role. And so this day, I walk my divine path, my divine role, and I love me with all my heart and soul, and I love all of my creation with the same love I have for me. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.